Blog Talk Radio.
Hear the howling winds of war. It's my destiny.
Welcome, everybody. How you doing? This is Psychic X Journey Man here on Psychic X Journey Man Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Block Talk Radio. Welcome. And we always say hello, everyone. Welcome. And if you want to call in and get a free reading today, please do so at 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. And for a private reading, private sessions, give me a call at home on my private line and in my office at 740-500-8863, or call me at 719-344-8699, or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We also have an October special going on where you get four 45-minute sessions for only $100. They usually go for $45 a piece, and actually, if you only want to get one session this month, they're only going for 40 for 45 minutes. So therefore, jump on that. Also, again, I'll give you the numbers real quickly. Is just give us a call at 740-500-8863 or 719-344-8699. Or go to the website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com. October special for 45-minute sessions for only $100 or one 45-minute session for only $40. If you want to give a call in here, please do so. We answer all kinds of questions. We don't do just mini readings. We don't do two questions. We don't do anything. We actually do readings here. Okay? So if you want to get a reading, and yes, they are free, give us a call at 646-721-9031. Again, at 646-721-9031. We'll be checking in the chat room from time to time, too. So if anybody in the chat room has a question, please don't hesitate to ask. Okay, so we're going to get on with the show, so therefore we are waiting for callers to call in, so please do so. Don't hesitate if you're out there listening. I guarantee we can answer your questions, and if you want to experience a fantastic reading, please do so. But you can't experience a fantastic reading unless you call the number. All right, 646-721-9031. A lot of people were talking about the ideal, I think it was a focus, was talking about chakras. And if you didn't know anything about chakras, actually with the situation of chakras, there's actually... the total count is actually 22, I think it is. But most of us focus on the 7 or the 9, depending on which perception you're coming from. Some people think there actually is ear chakras. Some people claim there's more than one chakra around the heart area. Like I said before, it's the ideal. We usually focus on the 7, which goes from at the base of your spine as the root chakra, which is ruby red. And... I was actually focusing on something. If you focus on those two, like the lam, there's actually a tone that goes with it. Lam. It's spelled L-A-M, pronounced lam. You know, kind of like when you meditate, there's actually a thing called chakra chanting. And we have a tone for each one of the chakras. And for the root chakra, it's lam. For the sacral chakra, it's vam. And the sacral chakra is orange, which is based about, I was going to say all the women's, around the ovaries, around the men, testicles. When you go any further up by the belly button, we have the solar plexus, which is yellow. Its tone is rom. Then we go up to the heart chakra, which is green, right on the heart area, of course. It's, and the tone for that, what is yam? As we go up to the throat chakra, which is right there where the shoulder blades at, not shoulder blades, I'm sorry, actually where the collarbones meet, the little loop right there where your chest is. Right in that area right there is your throat chakra, which is robin's egg blue, and the tone for that one is ham. Then we have the third eye chakra. That one's om, which we all know, O-M. And then we go to the crown chakra, which is A-U-N, and the way you do your chakra chanting is most people have a tendency to work with one at a time, or you just go down to the root chakra and go lam, and you kind of like focus, breathe in into your diaphragm, and as you're breathing out your mouth, you say lam. Try to... stretch it out as long as you can to feel the vibration. And as you're feeling the vibration, go through a visualization where you can actually see your root chakra as you're working through it. Feel as you're breathing, going through that chakra. And as you're also focusing, this is like a meditation, where you can also relax all the muscles around that area, okay? And then you go into your sacral chakra, which is a tone is Vam. Do the same thing, focus, visualize as you're working through that chakra. Relax all the muscles and everything around that area. As you're going upward, as you're going upwards, you're relaxing your body. So it's just not a chant for your chakras. It's not just a chant for your chakras, but it's also a great meditation for relaxation, clearing and relaxing. So we go to our solar plexus, which is yellow, which is Ram, and focus on the same thing. Now with your root chakra is in charge of security, physical, spiritual. It's like, you know, most people, when they ground themselves, they take a grounding cord centered to the center of the earth up to right there around the root chakra to ground and to stabilize one's life, one's body, really. Okay, and then we go up to it's ruby red, and it's, I kind of wish I had gone over some things in the book. I have these, but I can't remember what I did with them. But having these areas have a tendency to affect us in our lives, negative or positive. Depends on how you approach it, and the best way to do that is to have a clear chakra, balanced energy, frequency, and everything. Okay, and then we go to the and then the sacral chakra is actually orange. It's charged in it's like the one that's in charge of appetites and desires, the things that we desire, the things that we want, focusing, that kind of stuff. But then we go on to the solar plexus, which is yellow. Some people call it like a little sun, bright yellow sun. This is the one in power, the one in charge of power and control. Okay. And then we go on to the next one, which is the heart chakra, which is green. This is in charge of, you know, giving and receiving. And when it's balanced, it's easy to give as much as it is to receive. And we all have to realize one thing, that giving and receiving is very important. One without the other is an imbalance in your, it's an imbalance in your life. It's green. And when we sort of work on these tones, we also relax all those as you're meditating and chanting, you relax all the muscles in those areas. So by the time you're done getting to the top of your head, you're relaxed. The more relaxed you are, actually the crown chakra actually is able to be more of an open window. Guidance becomes clearer. Okay, we got the throat chakra, which is robin's eggs blue. Then we have the third eye chakra, which is indigo. And then when we get to the crown chakra, that's I want to say purple. I'm trying to get the color right. Sometimes we call it lavender. Depends on your perception. Now, other people come back and say there's also third eye chakras. I'm sorry, there is a third eye chakra. I'm talking about ear chakras, where they show two chakras connecting right behind the third eye, going down to the ears. They're like a red, but it's like a reddish purple. And the best meditation I have done is doing the chakra chanting by simply just chanting and using the chants and going through each one and then going back and then going through them again. Take a deep breath, exhale, be silent, and then go down and do it again. And then going back on the one chakras I think I need to work on the most. Again, I go back and work with those after I'm done with the initial chakra chanting and meditation. It's great to have your chakras open, and most people who do chakra cleaning, clearings, and chakra balancing really recommend one particular that I worked with, recommend actually doing one in the morning, one at night. You do one in the morning, clear your chakras, balance everything, so therefore you're good for the day. You know, like the throat chakra opens up, it's easy to communicate your wants, needs, and desires. Your heart chakra is open in the process of, if you're focusing on really changing your life in the process of being more loving, and no matter what you're doing, it's good to have that heart chakra open and working with you instead of working against you. Same thing with the root chakra, too, as well as balancing out and that kind of stuff. So therefore, it's a whole lot easier to approach and to accomplish your goals. Your appetites and desires, that's balanced, so therefore you're not overly focused on anything. So therefore, it's easier to detach and to allow. Then we go on up to the third eye chakra, which makes it easier to actually see your visions. You know, that's actually the visualization of guidance, of seeing things for what they are. Actually, it's also easy to see people for who they are, but actually people think that's kind of a scary thing, but, you know, realistically, when you clear yourself and you can actually see somebody for who they are, you just see them. It enables you to see past the mask that people have created for their own security. That will make them feel comfortable, not realizing they're just hiding. And you're not calling them out. It's just that you see them for who they are, which you're trying to make them feel more comfortable to be themselves. Okay, and then it's just easier the way of doing those things too as well. I think when we have our chakras clear too as well, it's easier to actually to recognize obstructions in our aura, so we can let go of those too that probably have a tendency to work against us. Some dark patches and that kind of thing. Not realizing even traumas to the physical body can actually have those traumas still stuck in the aura. And there's actually a way of identifying those too, where you can focus on the space behind the heart. By focusing on the space behind the heart, where they say this is the essence of who we are, the God essence, the connection, the essence of pure love, who we are. You focus on that. And most people can see it like either like a pilot light, or you can see it like a plasma, aqua blue plasma, whatever really works with you, but it's just that's where the essence is, behind the heart. You focus on that. And most people have a tendency to use the white flame or the blue flame. But what you do is you create this flame to get bigger, to therefore actually consumes your whole body. Or if you use the aqua blue plasma, use it like those plasma lights where you just expand it until it covers your whole body. So therefore, it actually illuminates your chakras and your aura. So therefore, you can actually see the things that you need to let go of, the dark patches, the negativity, those things. It identifies those things. But at the same time, you're radiating this energy, this light of pure love. You start noticing that these things were hanging on to because of probably insecurities and stuff like that. So it's all a lot easier to let go, to realize that some of these things are just clutter that we need to let go of, fears that also help us identify new things or new people who have come into our lives, to realizing that, and the idea of bringing ourselves to a more positive place, we have attracted more positive things and people into our lives, and now we need to allow them to be a part of our lives. All right. Let's take a break here for a second. Say, okay, guys, y'all want to call in here, please do so. We love to do readings. It's what we like to do. We love to do readings right now. So if you have any questions or anything like that, please call in the show. Give us a call here at 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. And if you want to get a private reading, please do so just by simply calling us at 740-500-8863 or 719-344-8699. Or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Our October special is 4 45-minute sessions for only $100 or 1 45-minute session for $40. Anybody in the chat room who has a question or if you want to get a reading, please call in. But if you don't, you can still ask us things from the chat room too as well. And we encourage that you do so, okay? But if you want to go, but if you really want to call in, please do call in. 646-721-9031. If you just tuned in, my name is Psychic X Journeyman. This is my show, Psychic X Journeyman, Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Block Talk Radio. We're sitting here talking about chakras. Now, if you have a situation where you're trying to figure out there's some things going on in your life and you're still fearful of things, more likely you still have some obstructions and things that are still in your chakras, your auras, things you're hanging on to. Now, when you start with there, it's almost like the ideal of, gives you strength, gives you courage, gives you motivation to actually let go of your fears and realizing that maybe in some sense of the word, the things you're holding back or some of the things you think you're not ready for. Or you're not too sure about. Could be insecurities, fears, things from the past that you're still hanging on to that's actually obstructing your vision of what you should be seeing as something as positive. And keep that in consideration, too. You know, we always sit here and talk about the ideal of, like, I've seen this in time and time again with some of the readings I've had where people keep calling me up and asking questions about, this person's not doing this, person's not doing that, da-da-da-da-da. See, expectations for a person to do what you want them to do. When you should be focusing on yourself and realizing you're still hanging on to fears where you feel like you have to control the situation and the person. Or you're not allowing things to go forward. Okay? So we all take a step back and go, wow, okay, what am I doing that for? Because we always are manifesting things in our lives, intentionally or unintentionally. That's the truth, okay? So therefore, when things start entering our lives and they're crossing our paths and we're communicating and having some kind of interaction with those people, we have manifested them, those opportunities, those situations, everything that goes along with it, we have manifested those things into our lives, okay? So we have to ask ourselves one thing, why are we not allowing them to proceed forward? We have to ask ourselves the question when we say, can't do it, can't allow it, life too busy, got no space, not got all these things. We have to sit and go, okay, why don't we have time? Why can't we do this? Like, don't we have room? When the fact is, we manifested these people and these situations and these opportunities. Okay? So it's like one of those situations, ask the questions to yourself. It's not the ideal of giving anybody an answer, but yourself. And sitting there and asking yourself those questions. You got to ask yourself those questions. You just do. The reason I say that, because I'm a person open my mind, open my door, open my heart, open my everything to those opportunities, those situations. I proceed to go with them every time. I'm not going to sit there and go, hey, you know something? Oh, I'm not going to do it because I might get hurt. You know something? I've gotten hurt many times. But one thing I know for a fact, I know why. And I know the situation. I know everything about it. And if I was going to run away from it, I'm going to miss out on opportunities. I'm also going to miss out on one thing, or many things, which way you want to look at the situation. I'm going to miss out on spiritual growth and emotional growth. Because we always, everything we manifest and bring into our lives has to do with us and our progression toward, you know, through life, okay? So we're sitting here going over. So, therefore, that's why I always say, ask yourself the question, because realistically, you don't owe anybody anything. But you do owe yourself an answer. Why you are denying yourself of the spiritual growth and the emotional growth that you're looking for. Because every time we're sitting there going, okay, I want to change my life. Well, in the process of changing your life, you're attracting people and situations and opportunities into your life to make those changes. That's what we started saying the other day about why it was so important for everybody to understand what letting go means. Let it go. Let go of the past. Let go of everything. Because at that moment you say, I let go. Okay? I was sitting here focusing on the situation so intensely and going, wow, okay. Okay? So, life is life. Of course, take your time and the focus of these situations, but gosh, don't kill them all together. I mean, you have the right to do anything you want to, your free will. But, you know, at the same time, if you look at a situation that could be very good for you, and you could also see the whole situation unfolding in front of you as something very positive. So go for the positive. Keep growing. Let's see. I'm trying to do all this stuff together, okay? Chat room, Skype, all everything. Getting a little bit overwhelmed here with all this stuff going on, because right now I just acquired a new shop too as well, and we're going to be sitting here going back and forth and trying to get all this thing put down, that kind of thing. They're going to drive you crazy, I'm telling you. Let's go. We have a caller in a queue, so let's go to the caller and see what's up. Hello, welcome to the show, and how are you? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes?
Oh, Susan from California. How are you?
I'm doing good, Susan. How are you? Seriously.
Wow. I know you have telepathy, because what you just said a few minutes ago, I was thinking of this and saying, why, what's happening with me right now? And it's like I manifest these things. I feel like I want to go back to bed and rewrite the manifestation, because they came true, what I wanted in some form. But now that it's here, now what do you do? Go forward with this person that wants to, I think I didn't understand what these words were, you know, like a person that's a soulmate, a person that is a mentor, a person that is a life coach. When he said something, he didn't say soulmate, but he said life coach, mentor, all these things. I really didn't know what the words really meant. I'm beginning to know now. And then sometimes I feel like, do you accept me? Does he accept me the way I am? I mean, does he just feel like he wants to change,
yes,
to inspire me to be better and a healer? And there's some things that, yes, I do need to improve on, and he gets upset with me when I just won't go forward. Because what you're saying about letting go of the past, I never had. I things keep cropping up because it was so traumatic. But that's part of the reason why I can't do what he wants me to do, or what I really want to do, is because I don't want to get hurt. I can't be fooled, and I can't make a mistake, and I get stuck. And when I get like this, I run away from him. He comes and seeks me out, or I just freeze. And he knows this. And it's like, what am I doing? I'm causing chaos in my own self. Just what you're saying.
So it goes back to the word we were talking about before, the idea of letting go, but also letting it go to allow. And the idea of realizing, because we were talking about yesterday, the best thing you need to do in these situations is just the idea of the interaction. And do we really need to tell everybody that we're in a relationship? I've heard this one too, where I've had girls come to me and say, is this guy ever going to ask me to be his girlfriend? Okay, does this really happen? I'm kind of confused with the idea of because it's the idea of girlfriend, relationship. These are all titles, but realistically, they're not. They're all actions. You know, this person's a girlfriend, a boyfriend, or whatever. But realistically, we don't really introduce them that way when we introduce them to other people. This is my girlfriend. Not just solely.
I
look at this person. Well, every once in a while, if I haven't seen somebody who doesn't know who this person is, okay, what I'm saying is, you don't say, hey, this is my girlfriend, and you leave it at that. But I've had people ask me questions in readings. My girlfriend, is she ever going to come forward? See, it's all of a sudden they've dropped down to a girlfriend instead of actually being a person, individual. Okay,
yeah.
But when I could meet, when I introduce somebody, I said, this is my girlfriend so-and-so. Okay, I introduce them, I use their name.
Yeah.
So, but when you start, but what I'm saying is, you're starting to look at all these titles, okay? If we can sit there and get rid of all of them and just be.
Just be. I call him my soulmate because he's not a boyfriend per se. We haven't been intimate. And I feel a soulmate because he understands my vibes. And yet there's certain things because of, I guess I can't get over the past because it was so traumatic. It was just so frightening.
Yeah, but ask yourself one thing, okay? You won't get over your past. Did you hear what you said? Why? Because you said it was so dramatic.
I know.
It's
terrible.
What I'm saying is you have to.
I know I do. It's certain times I'm okay, and then other times when I live in the moment, I'm fine. When I start to analyzing things, that's when I have difficulty decision-making. You're going to laugh at this one. Painting my house a color. I don't want to make a mistake and I want to make changes and he wants to help me make changes. Well, okay, he was helping me and then I wasn't sure about his advice. So I had someone else come over. She was everything opposite what he said. And then it puts me to a thing like, oh my goodness, where am I now? And when I told him, he was really upset with me that I had someone else's opinion. I guess he's feeling, well, you don't trust me. And the thing is, well, maybe I don't.
No,
because
it's silly. Listen. This is not really helping you in the process of getting through it's like you need someone understanding that who's mad at you because you won't listen to them. You don't have to listen to anybody but yourself.
Yeah.
So when you sit and look at the situation, that's why I say it's crucially important to let go of the past and realize all those events that happened to you don't exist anymore. So the only reason they exist in any kind of form of mind is because your imagination keeps telling you that you have to hang on to these things. So therefore, when you get into situations that you're not really, really wanting to do, these things have a tendency to come to the surface to give you an excuse. So it's like throwing a wrench into something. This is at your most happiest moments, you find a wrench of somewhat, of going back in the past, of a past experience and going, bam, no, I don't want to do this. Or you meet somebody new and it's a great situation for you. And what you do is you drag up the past again and say, well, I went through this before and I don't want to get hurt. You want to get hurt because you already did. And the point of the situation is, of all these dramatic things that were going on, one thing is a fact and one thing is a truth. And here you are right now, so you did get through them.
Yes, I did. And I say I am a survivor and I say to myself, there's a reason why I went through it, because I had to think of, there must have been a reason why I went through it, because otherwise why would you go through
something?
Through
it. There's no, if you feel like in some sense where you need to go back over it because you didn't really learn everything from it, okay. But actually, when you look at the situation, sometimes it can drive you crazy how people keep hanging on to things and go, you know. But
yeah,
you must have gone through it for a reason. But right now, listen to this, okay? The best way to deal with these kind of situations is to realize you're not living in the now. You're either living in the future or what could happen. I'm not getting hurt. Or you're living in the past because you're scared because of what's going on. It might reoccur of what happened in your past. So if you take a look at both those situations, one thing you're not doing, you're not living in the present moment. So therefore, what your goal is to live in the present moment, to realize I don't need to think about all this stuff. Right now, I need to do is paint this freaking wall and live in the now. Everybody has this situation where they're everywhere, where they should be living, where they should be right where they are. You should be living this moment right there and say, okay, I'm on the phone. I have nothing else to worry about, nothing else to think about except for what's going on right now. And the idea, I'm here for a reason, if it's just not just for the company or the information that comes through. I'm serious.
I know what you're saying. I divide myself. When I'm walking in nature or I'm listening to music, I'm right there. I'm writing, I'm right there. It's when I get anxious about something, unsure of something, that's when this comes up. And the same thing with my son with his eating disorder or his throwing up. He's worrying about what's going to be, and I try to stay in the moment, but look at me. just, you know, it's about making a mistake. And like someone will say, well, just paint it over if you make a mistake. But I guess, and being a puppet again.
Sometimes solutions are just as simple as that. That's what I'm saying. We have a tendency to take these situations and make them more complicated than what they are, not realizing we've attracted positive opportunities in our lives to simplify our lives. They also reflect who we are. So when all these things, all these great positive things are happening, it shows you that you are at a positive time in your life.
Yeah.
So therefore, embrace it. Don't look for some kind of past experience to justify, because you're always going to come up confused, and you're always going to come to a point of not allowing yourself the spiritual growth and the emotional growth that you were actually attracting this opportunity, this situation into your life about.
I see what you're saying, and I guess have to get over that.
So you work on yourself. You don't work on your son, because, see, if you work on yourself and get yourself in a great place, you set a good example. And you also give him a reflection he can deal with, because you really can't do it for him. You can't tell him how to do it. You can't really do anything except for work on yourself and look at the situation he's going through and say, okay, I guess I got to continue to work on myself. Or you can still look at yourself and be in a good place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think also it's not just the painting the wall. It's becoming a puppet again and losing and becoming a zombie and losing my free will. And I think if in the beginning of this relationship, I would not look him in the eyes or agree upon anything because I was so frightened of the last experience, that's pretty much it. That's what you're telling. I have to like say.
Also realize one thing, you never lose anything. It's what you give up. That's what they talk about, taking back your power because you give it away.
See, I don't understand it, that part, when you give it away willingly. And
yeah, it's what it means is you give in, you compromise, you sacrifice. See how these things work against you instead of working for you? They have to be done in a positive sense of the word, and the idea of compromise. Compromise is one of those things where you give in because you feel like it's the best thing to do is to give of yourself, not realizing that there are such things as. See, one thing about relationships, because you're talking about this one guy is getting angry with you because you won't listen to him.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's the ideal of realizing the reflection he's reflecting back at you is you're not listening to yourself.
Uh-huh.
So, see, you look at him, okay, he's getting angry. Well, that's an issue he has to deal with.
Uh-huh.
You just see it as a reflection back at yourself about you and say, okay, I'm not listening to myself because he keeps telling me I'm not listening to him.
Uh-huh.
Which realistically, if you look at both sides of the equation, he's not listening to himself either and say, okay, I'm not going to get really good results from trying to force people to do things. So
well,
he has issues of his own.
Right. Well, he says in the word, like, you don't really know what you want. And it's true, but I don't want to admit it.
Well, all it is just basically clarifying what that is.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
If, you know, seriously, think about it. Be honest with yourself. What
yeah.
is really going on? What do you want, need, desire? Not what the world tells you that you want, need, desire, but what do you really want, need, and desire? You know, you look at the situation of the guy, you're trying to make things work out with him. Realistically,
uh-huh.
it's just a reflection back at yourself that you need to work out things with yourself.
That's true. You're absolutely right. And
okay.
and some things is not even to do with him. It's to do with, we both had to learn to trust. I mean, him to trust me
yeah,
about,
because
of his past.
You got to learn
with
to trust
me,
yourself.
I still, yes, I don't trust myself. I doubt my own being. I do. When I make a decision, but sometimes when I really like something, I like it. And sometimes I really don't like it. It's the in-between, the maybes.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I don't know. That's what confuses me, if I'm not sure about the maybes. And do you understand what that means when you're in, you can't, like, maybe I shouldn't do it, maybe I should do it?
What you should do is step back and take a look at the situation and make a decision. If you make a decision because of fear
uh-huh.
of what's going to happen, then you should rethink it. If you're doing it realistically because that's what I want to do, then you follow through. See, that's what I really want to do, so you follow through. When you're in doubt, take a different route.
Oh, okay.
Because seriously, think about this, okay? If you
uh-huh.
are sitting there going, I'm going to call this person because you're scared to death if you don't, that they're never going to call you, you're never going to hear from them again, then don't do it because you're making a decision through fear. But if you really want to reach out to that person because you really miss them, you really care about them, and you really want to communicate, then you're doing it on the right reason, because people don't realize if you're going to open that phone line with your insecurities, you're going to tap into somebody else's insecurity. It's not going to be a good conversation. It's not going to be a good experience for you, because two insecurities are going to probably be tapping off each other, okay? And you don't want that. What you want to do is you really want to reach out when you feel good, okay? So therefore, if you want to text somebody because you really want to text them, fine. I always recommend texting is bullshit.
I don't like texting.
It's just
texting.
A cold line of conversation, phones and everything else. Think about this, guys. Before we even had the cell phone thing and before we had texting, we did fine. We did okay. We never worried about if we don't call somebody, if we don't contact them. Oh, they're heading down the highway. I got to call them. That these things are bad. And I'll tell you why they're bad is because people are doing the stupidest things I've ever seen in my life. Texting while they're on a bike. Texting while they're driving. Is it really? See, those are fears playing themselves out that actually have bad consequences.
Yeah.
And you can tell that's a bad thing because it has a bad outcome. It has, you know, many people have been killed because of these situations of feeding into fear. So think about it. So therefore,
I'm
trying to feed into what you really want to do. You have positive outcomes, okay?
Okay. I'm sensitive to voice. I pick up voice, and I have to be careful of it too, vibrations. And I realize it now, and I realize, too, in certain situations when I did get into trouble or when something happened, I don't think I was in the right frame of mind, because when I look back, maybe I wouldn't have done it. But, you know, it was just experience.
Everything's that's true, too. Don't we just forget about looking back at anything?
What, you shouldn't look back? Okay, well, it's experience, okay? But I like the voice. I now know what the signs are about feeling uneasy. I never knew my own being. I didn't even understand my own person. That it's hard to explain to someone that I didn't even know what uneasiness meant, or how I felt around someone, what that those signals meant. I didn't have boundaries, and I was just a free person, and I just would not realize what I was feeling. I do now. So I guess these are the gifts I have now. So I'll say, well, okay, you have them now. I don't feel uneasy around this person. And because I don't, I sometimes get nervous when he says, I know your vibes. I said, uh-oh, what does this mean? Because
that's not a
I've never,
yeah, it's like you got to look at the positive side of the whole thing.
Yeah,
saying, okay,
I've never been in a relationship with a person that's like this, a real relationship. So it's like, okay. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Just got to step back a little bit, embrace what I have. And if I don't understand something, it's better to clarify it with someone than to run away. And that's what
That is the point. That is the whole thing about everything and everything, because everything we manifest in our lives, person, situation, opportunities, we have manifested those, okay, for our own personal growth, our own emotional growth. Everything that goes along with it, and the idea of changing our lives for a better, realizing that each time we change our lives in a positive way, don't be surprised if a positive opportunity or a person comes into you as well.
Yes.
And if you turn away from it, or you're saying, okay, I'm scared I'm going to get hurt, or I'm scared because of what happened. See, you're thinking about the past. That's why you're fearful.
Yeah.
That's why I say take the situation and just unfold it in front of you and take it face value. Because you manifested it because you're in a good place in your life right now.
He says, I co-created him. And then if he says, I co-created
him. Called manifestation.
And then if I co-created him, then he must have co-created me. Right?
You both wanted the relationship or it wouldn't have happened.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Look at it that way. And And just embrace it and just.
Yes, and we're getting a lot of people in the queue, too, so therefore, I'm going to be moving on, but if you have a couple more questions you'd like to ask, go right ahead. Hello? 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 I think we lost her. That was kind of crazy. I was just saying you could ask a couple more questions before you go. Maybe she misunderstood, or maybe it was just a connection problem. So let's go on to our next caller. This person is Cindy Girl. Hello, how are you? Welcome to the show, and how are you? And what's your name, and where are you calling from? And hello?
Is he writing to you? Was that to you?
I am talking to everyone who's actually on this line right now.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
How are you?
No. How are you?
I'm all right.
You seem kind of like distant there for a minute.
I just had an unexpected message pop up, that's all.
Okay. Let's everybody focus on the now.
Okay. I've got a friend here that would like to ask you a question.
Well, actually, like I said before, if you guys listen to the first part of the show, we do readings here.
Oh, okay.
We're not question-oriented, as in you get asked a couple questions. A lot of shows on Block Talk Radio is like two questions and scoot you down the road. We decided to do something totally different, and the idea of actually doing free readings.
Okay, well, she'd like that.
Oh, I don't want everyone to hear you. I don't want everyone to hear it.
That's all right.
No.
All right, I would like a reading, please.
Okay.
She doesn't want a reading?
No, she's going a bit shy on me.
Okay, well, it's like we all sitting in the front room, and we just do this reading thing where it's like she's here, and more likely we're going to be picking up information from her, too, as well, unless she tells us she doesn't want us to even do that.
Do you want to ask?
I mean, if she wants to go through you about the whole freaking thing, the only thing I question people about is when we go through you, we also are going to pick up things from you, too, as well.
First of all,
let's do this. Who am I talking to?
Sorry.
You're talking to Sin.
Sorry.
You shouldn't be shy, because it's like I make the show just like I'm sitting in my front room, which basically I am. But that's
but everyone
so
else
just,
can
it's
hear.
Like one of those things, just relax, it's all communicate, it's all talk. Because I can sense right now that you have all, like a slew of questions that you want answered. So why not get the answers?
Yeah, you do.
She's showing off.
So if Cindy wants to go first, see how it all goes down, and then she wants to go, that's fine too.
Sure.
We got like an hour to go. I think we got plenty of time.
Okay, sure. That'd be lovely.
Okay, Cindy, what's up?
How you going?
It's been one of those trying days of a lot of emotions and tears, okay?
I sort of feel like that too at the moment.
Okay.
And I've had that person popping up at the moment telling me that I need to back off because I'm causing problems for them and I have done nothing.
Well, it sounds like to me like a person on that note is picking up your emotions as much as you're picking him up, but he's trying to justify by telling you to back off when it's actually his feelings that he's wrestling with. So therefore, just ignore it.
That's what I'm planning on doing.
But you haven't been doing that, so try it down.
I've put it this way, I'm not planning on ignoring it, but I'm planning on not responding.
Seriously, Cindy, that's what I want you to do, okay? I want you to do one thing.
Yeah?
Just one thing. Somebody gave me this information, this lady from India said one time, the sooner you forget them, the sooner they come back.
Okay.
Okay, so
that's
let it go.
That's kind of what I did. I kind of
right.
handed
yeah, but
it
see, you're
over
saying you're
really.
Kinda. Remember, I'm psychic here. So you're kinda, but you're not really doing
it.
So therefore, you're hanging on to it because you have this little fear that says, if I don't hang on to it just a little bit, I won't get it.
I handed it over last night before I went to bed, and I handed it over before I got up this morning. And I haven't expected any contact whatsoever.
I know. It's like she hands it over to God and angels, and then as we're going through the day, she snatches it back out of their hands. Okay, I'll take it now. You going to argue with that one?
No, I'm not going to argue.
I'm just saying that God and angels know what's best for you. So why don't you let them have it? And just forget about it. Focus on your kids. Focus on you. Wash your hair, color it like you want to, which you haven't had time. What do you think about that one?
I think that's brilliant.
Thank you.
Go out, do the grocery shopping like I need to, get the things done I need to get done today, and enjoy my friend Anna's company.
Exactly. So therefore, you know, this is, I always tell people, if you start being grateful for everything you have, one thing it does do is take your focus off the thing that you really want to manifest. So therefore, you are detaching by being grateful.
Okay.
So look at the situation like this. I mean, some people want to dwell on the past, okay? Don't dwell on the past. be thankful for the time that you had with those people and say, I'm grateful for having that opportunity. So therefore, by being grateful for the opportunities that you had, you're opening the door for more opportunities to also have, too, as well. By focusing on those things as being grateful, you're also in the now.
True. That's true.
So what is... So instead of worrying about any outcome, worrying about what did happen, focusing on things that have already unfolded, the communication, that kind of stuff, just take your mind to the point where it gets a little overwhelming and just say blank and clear your mind.
Okay.
There's a nice little technique I used to do where you sit there and focus on a light in the middle of your brain. You go there. That's centering.
Okay,
center. As you're meditating, you want to clear your mind where all you don't really want to think about anything. You just want to open yourself up to the pot and just nothing. You just want to be, I guess it's just one of those things that we said before, just being, okay? So therefore you sit there and you go, okay, blank. And see the word blank. And then after the blank, let the word itself fade away till there's just darkness.
Yeah.
And then just relax in your space.
Okay.
Who's typing?
Not me.
Oh, it must be you then. I didn't say who's not typing, really, you know? I said who's typing, and you said not me. Okay, see how that happens? It's kind of like telling itself. Okay.
I just had a message pop up, and I've just told them I'll be back to them later.
See, you
not
was
from,
typing. So it's okay to be honest and say, okay, I'm typing back to a friend, and I'll be, just 2 seconds. I'm just saying, because I can hear everything.
I know.
On the show, everything's amplified.
and
your
you
friend's laughing.
And
she's like,
yes,
it's funny when you get caught.
Laughing at me.
She's laughing at you too, because she's like, oh shoot. We look at the situation like this too and say, we haven't got you yet, sweetie.
Thank God.
She's shaking in a boot.
What's your name? What's your friend's name?
Bella.
What's your name?
Bella.
Stella?
Bella.
It's your accent. It drives me crazy.
Bella. B-E-L-L-A.
Okay. C? Shella?
B. B?
Oh, B. Bella.
Yeah, Bella.
Okay, Bella. Sorry. And how old is Bella?
And how is Bella?
No, how old is Della? Like, give me your birthday.
72.
She's 72?
Her birthday's in 1972 in May. Taurus.
It's in May and it's 1972. We have no idea what day it is in May, but...
19th.
May 19th, 1972. May 19th. May 19th. Actually, she's on the cuff between Taurus and Gemini.
Oh, 2 days.
Actually, when I do astrology and that kind of stuff, when I say on the cuff, I usually go between 3 to 5 days.
Okay.
So when we sit here and look at the situation, it's like the idea also focusing on the individual. Okay, when you focus on the individual, there might be a little more influences of Gemini in your personality than there is Taurus. And actually, if you look at astrology itself, your sun signs are not the strongest part of your chart. It's actually your moon sign and your rising sign.
Leo and Virgo.
Ooh.
I read the signs.
Okay, Leo. What is yeah.
The moon is in Leo.
Moon
and
moon is Leo, right?
Yeah, and the ascendant in Virgo.
Okay. Leo moon. I bet she does most of her worrying after dark.
Yep.
Yes.
You're kidding. Hold on, guys, for a second.
It's gone.
back. There?
Yep.
Yes.
Well, see, the other night I had a call too, but it was about my shop and stuff, so I had to take the call. This one here was, we have three questions about politics. Oh, that's not my subject, buddy. Got to go. Almost every subject I ever go to, I always tell people flat out, I am not talking about politics. Politics is lack and limitations and lies. Lack, limitations, and lies. The three evil L's. Okay. So who wants to discuss the three evil L's? I don't, so therefore it's my show. We're not going to. Anyway, are you guys still there?
Yeah.
Okay, Cindy, do you have any more questions before we go into your friend Bella? The words that come to me real quick before you even ask your question is the idea of letting go and allow.
Okay.
You need to look in the mirror and say, I'm a beautiful person, and anybody would want me. If he doesn't want me, then it means the true significant one is on his way.
Okay?
Because it's the idea of looking at the situation realistically. Seriously, you're a beautiful person. You attracted this person in your life. He just doesn't see himself as a beautiful person right now, so that's why he's taking it out on you. But you're not any less than you was before. If not, you're more. You crossed paths with a person and actually brought out certain things in yourself. That's why I say you're more. It was a great experience. Is it ever going to happen again? Some people say no. Some people say yes. But then again, life is progression. So therefore, it could actually change very quick.
True.
Okay? So therefore, look at the situation. What the... My Skype just blew up with a bunch of messages.
Yeah, that was me.
Holy cow.
You don't have to read it now.
I've never seen the name Johnny so much in my life. I hope I never do again. Hmm. Look at all those 22s. Wow. I'm going to take that as a personal message. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was actually saying a prayer earlier about something I'd really love to happen, and as soon as I said that, I saw the 2222. And for people out there who'd like to know what that means on the 222, let me read it to you. So therefore, if you see the 222 yourself, then you'll say, oh, okay. It's confidence, my friend, confidence. 222 says, trust that everything is working out exactly as it's supposed to with divine blessings for everyone involved. Let go and have faith. I think it hits a lot of people. Hello.
Hello.
Yep.
Okay, I'm just saying with the situation in hand, okay? So let's take this thing down a notch and go, okay, Bella, who's she thinks she's a Taurus, but she's not grounded enough just at this moment to be a Taurus, so she's more on the line of with the Virgo where the twins are out of whack. You're feeding into a lot of fears and that kind of stuff. So it's like, the one thing I pick up with your situation, especially your relationship, is the idea you need to focus on you. And everything that happens, everything that's unfolding, everything that goes along with it, you can see the taps into the insecurity, but you can also see that every time you sit here and focus on the answer and the solution, it comes right back to you.
How does that happen?
You focus on you. I'll tell you, okay, for example, if you're focusing on him all the time, then you take that focus that you focus on him all the time and you stop focusing on him and you start focusing on yourself and look at the situations, okay? If a person's not communicating with you, then you look at the situation as a reflection back at yourself that you're not communicating with yourself. You're not listening to you, okay? If you have situations where, for example, you're not allowing certain positive people to be in your life, and you start seeing negative things happen all the time, it's because you refuse to let the positive come in your life. Okay? So that space is going to be occupied with something. So then you start attracting unfavorable situations. Because realistically, knowing everything that he's doing, what is he doing? What's this? Even knowing the answers, what he's doing or what he's not doing or all these other variables doesn't really help you make a decision what you're going to do. because you're not focusing on you. You're focusing on him and thinking he's the solution. Now, the reflection he gives back to you about yourself, he is the answers, but it's nothing you have to ask for. It's just something you have to pay attention to.
Are you talking about my husband, Don?
How many boyfriends do you have? I was like, how many relationships you got going on? Of course, I'm talking about that one.
Okay. Yes.
So it's the idea of looking at the excuse me. I'm just saying, when there's things that he's doing out of character, you have to look at your own character.
Yes.
But if you look at the situations of relationships, people say they don't want to get hurt. The one thing they're not doing in the process of focusing on everybody else, they're not focusing on themselves to keep themselves from getting hurt.
Yes.
That's why they leave themselves wide open to what happens next.
So how do you fix it? How do I fix it all?
Get you some drywall, some putty. Just kidding. Anyway, when you say how do you fix it, first of all, clarify what you're saying. Fix what?
My marriage.
Love yourself.
Resolve that.
That's what you do. You love yourself.
Okay.
It's like the idea of looking at situations, relationships, and saying that, say all of your suspicions are correct. Okay? Then you have to go to the next step and say, okay, what am I going to do? Most people have a tendency to panic and start begging people to come back and work things out and that kind of stuff, not realizing you haven't done nothing wrong. They did. So you have to look at yourself and ask yourself what happened from your point of view, not his point of view, not what he did or who he's with or whatever's going on.
So he's with somebody?
See, you're not focusing on yourself right now.
Okay.
Because you went right to him.
Yes. Yeah.
What I'm trying to get you to do is focus on yourself. By focusing on yourself, you're going to see things within yourself to actually help you understand that you don't have to ask the questions. If you listen to yourself, you'll see the truth.
So I guess for me, I'm wondering, how do I get from here to there, from this point to that point in the future, to have gotten through all this stuff that's about to happen?
It's one of those things that folks...
Sorry.
No, I tell people all the time, chakra clearings, meditations, focusing, work with your angels, your guides, be the strongest person you can be. Because, see, when you clear your chakras, you clear your aura, you clear your insecurities, you let go of the past, you let go of all this thing, it enables you to tap into your strengths. It was always there. Those little things, those insecurities, those things that you need to focus on, they just take you away from yourself. So therefore, the way you feel weak, because you're not tapping in within yourself, which is that's where the strength's at. Hey, look at a reader. People do psychic readings. What they do is they listen through their heart and they follow it to give you the information, which is the ideal, an example for you to do the same thing. You listen to your heart and you follow it. You don't sit and ask him, does he love me? Because it really, realistically, what you're saying at that moment, does he love me? You're questioning the love you have for yourself. So you have to take a step back, look at yourself and say, well, do I love myself? Do you really love yourself? Because you're doubting anything and everything, which means you're doubting yourself. And now your outer world is reflecting that.
That's so true.
So therefore, when you become a stronger, stronger person in your life, whatever unfolds, you can sit there and you can face it and say, okay. I mean, so I've seen people do this before when they find out their husband is messing around. They're going, okay, thanks. Now I know what to need to do. To maintain my strength is to walk away. It's not him. He was never my foundation. My foundation was me. And I was also the freaking structure of this relationship too as well. So therefore, on that kind of note, you do know what you want. So therefore, if he's not giving, and it's how we put this, it's the idea you're not getting what you want. But at that moment, you will. And you are. Because you're being true to yourself, realizing that he never was responsible for giving you anything. He, right now, he's just being himself.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true what you think.
We look at the situation and just go, wow, okay. It's just one of those things I always tell people, what are you going to do? And then you say, okay, focus on your highest priority, which is you. You have goals and things that you need to do and that kind of stuff, and you put a lot of things on the back burner.
Yeah.
You just bring it to the forefront and say, okay, we're going to work on all these stuff. Because realistically, if people are supposed to be a part of your life, they will. By your actions of embracing your life, too, as well. Because you want them to be a part of your life. But if you don't have a life, there's nothing like that.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm still here. I'm sorry. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Yep. So that's good advice. Thank you about concentrating on myself. And it's true what you say about doubts, and I guess your consciousness creates your reality. So the things that you're thinking about, if it's doubt, if it's negativity, if it's whatever, sorrow, it's what.
Yeah, I've seen people do that. They'll sit there and they'll stop a relationship from happening or an opportunity or something from happening because they don't think they're ready for it. And then all of a sudden they start having bad things happen. Not realizing if you're not going to let the good stuff come in, the bad stuff goes, okay, party time. And then it happens. But it's just a reflection. It's like a physical manifestation of how you feel about yourself.
Yeah.
That's why I always tell people the positive thing that was coming in your life that you didn't allow.
Yeah.
It's also a physical manifestation of how you felt about yourself too, where you felt good. But then you allowed yourself to go into an insecurity.
Mm.
So therefore you changed the frequency and allowed some negative things to come in because your frequency was on the same frequency as the positive, but in the process of denouncing and letting yourself fall into fear, your vibration dropped down, which allowed the negative to come in. Negative is always a lower vibration than the positive.
Yeah.
So you look at the situation and go, how can you get the vibration back up? It's called being happy. Making a declaration to yourself to be happy, and then everything that doesn't contribute to being happy, you let go of it. Or you clear it out. Anything that does not contribute to you being happy has to go. Okay? Because realistic people go, well, how about my kids? And that's a joke. What about your kids? Because, you know, the kids are at, realistically, your children are extensions of you. So therefore, how you are, that's why I always tell people, you should never stay with people because you want parents. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Because whatever happens to you filters down to your children. So if this person is treating you negatively and treating you like crap, it's going to filter down to your kids. Your kids are going to, they're going to sit there and start doing certain things out of rebellion, out of anger, because of that energy that you're taking on to as well, not realizing. We can change everything by realizing these are reflections of us. And look at the children and go, okay, they're acting unfavorably. Why? It's because of what you were subjected to. So when you cut that off and you're no longer subjected to that, you usually see different behaviors in your children too.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty commonsensical actually, but maybe not to everybody.
I always say, people say, that was common sense. I'm like, okay, if it's such common sense, why are you not doing it?
Common sense is not that common.
Yeah, but see, the point is everybody tries to make it complicated.
Yeah.
Which overseeds common sense.
Yeah.
It's like you got a person come to your life and says, I really care and love you. And you're going, I don't know if I'm ready for this. But all that does, what does that reflect about you? That you don't love and care, you don't love and care for yourself. As much as you thought you did. So therefore, but people can go, wow, this is going to drive you crazy, right? But realistically, when you track to that person in your life, it did reflect how you felt. Now you're letting the fear overseed your common sense of what you know you should do. I always tell people flat out, if you're sitting there looking at a situation and all of a sudden you start making excuses, you're just making excuses to keep yourself from where you really want to be or who you really want to be with. So you have to sit back and look at yourself and say, why am I making excuses for something that could be that good? Because I really want to be there. I really want to be with that person.
Yeah.
So take a step back and go, why am I making excuses? Why am I saying everything is standing in the way? Why am I saying there's no room? All these things, and they're all excuses of what you really want. But then when you trace the excuses back, they're just physical manifestations of the fears that you're not willing to confront. Because if you walk forward with the person that you manifest in your life or the opportunity that's very positive,
it's
going to help you confront a fear that's keeping you from growing spiritually and growing emotionally. Very positive stuff. Because it's a very positive situation. But then you go backwards and say, oh, no, I'm not ready for it. You come up with all these excuses, and you put yourself back in the fear. You drop your frequency down. It's not really stepping back sometimes. It's just you're keeping yourself in you're keeping yourself in your life at that moment that you're comfortable with.
Well, that's the thing about comfort and security and not acknowledging happiness when it's staring you in the face. And then when things feel good, then feeling guilty for that, and around it goes.
Exactly. So look at the people and everybody else who are out there that are having great, great lives. Don't worry about security. Don't worry about anything. They just keep going forward. They don't want to be comfortable. They got situations where they can be content, but they're not comfortable to the point of realizing that life is progression.
Yes.
So even if you have a business, you always want to strive and do better and do better. Or just the ideal, and sometimes doing better doesn't mean you make more money. It's just the ideal connecting with more people or whatever you do, being the best that you can be. So therefore, it's always progression, realizing that relationships have many, many, many levels. And if they're not allowed to proceed, all you're doing is denying yourself of the growth emotionally, spiritually, and the changes that you're making in your life. Because every time you make a positive change in your life, your outer life reflects it. So if you're refusing to allow these things to happen, you're just not allowing the manifestations that you manifested to actually become what they are. Because like relationships, you go from you have these encounters where you meet somebody. There's a spiritual connection. Or there's a connection between the two of you that brings on a relationship, which usually starts off as friendship, and then goes into a relationship. And then that relationship itself can have many, many, many levels of love because of there are certain things as we release and let go of these insecurities and fears, we are opening ourselves up even more.
But how do you trust that?
You
how
trust
do you find
yourself.
The trust?
This is how you work, sweetie. You trust everyone in anything. Because why? Because you trust yourself. You just say, I trust. I trust myself. The intuition, everything. Because if you listen to your angels and guides, they have no other motivation but you. When you listen to a friend or even a situation, guidance and all these other people, even readers, sometimes they have alternative motives. Or they have a situation going on in their own lives that can actually interfere or reflect in that reading. So therefore, what you need to do is focus on you and how it resonates with you. Every time you listen to your heart and follow it, you always know the truth. And when you sit there and listen and follow your heart, what happens is it spiritually illuminates your mind. So you feel it, and then you also see it. Okay, so when you trust yourself, when you trust yourself completely, then you can trust everybody, because when you trust everybody, they show their colors quicker.
Yeah. I guess you see it quicker, too.
Yeah, because I trust myself. So your intuition is kicking, angels, guides, everything. You're empathic. That's what I'm telling people. These were all things to enhance your life, not to make you feel like a victim. And I'm tired of people going, I'm an empath. Oh, I'm tired of picking up on people's... Why? Can't you find the strength within each one of these things? That's what they're all about. Spiritual gifts is a way of tapping into one's strengths. So therefore, you can see the life for what it is. It's supposed to be abundant and prosperous. I was telling someone yesterday, look in the Bible, it says, be abundant and prosperous. It never says, settle and be miserable. But if you listen to some Christians, That's what they'll try to convey to you. So therefore,
yeah.
Process of life itself, when you start when you're listening to yourself, you listen to the spiritual connection that you have with God, angels, archangels, ascended masters, guardian angels, guide, higher self, Holy Spirit, and Jesus, and all the other spiritual beings out there. So what would you rather listen to? Spiritual beings who only have a motive to help you and have the best life you can, or listen to humans? What a
can
a choice.
Can I ask a question?
No.
Wanted to ask about how to communicate with my husband, because things aren't great and it may not be together, I don't know, but
the best way to communicate with somebody is the idea of walking up to them and just communicate with them. If they refuse to communicate with you, that's all you can do. Okay, you can't do nothing else. All you can do is do what you want to do. You follow through and say, hey, I need to sit down and talk to you. You need to be stern and be forward. And say, okay, because most guys do this. You'll say, okay, I want to sit down and talk about something. And they go, I don't see any problems. You look back in the face and say, I didn't say, do you see a problem? I'm saying, I do, and I want to sit down and talk about it. Don't you have the time to sit down and talk to me? Because if you don't, then if you don't sit down right this freaking minute, you more than likely won't have that opportunity to do it again.
But he'd walk out of the room.
Huh?
He walks out of the room sometimes.
Then sit there and look at the situation of a person walking out of the room who can't even give you a respect of 5 minutes to sit down and talk about something. So what you need to do is you need to take a step back and go, okay, since he can't give me the respect, the reflection back at you about yourself is you do it for yourself. And you stop. And you start thinking, okay, if I don't have – seriously, guys, let's listen up, okay. If you don't have communication and vulnerability in a relationship, what do you have?
Yeah.
Okay, so therefore you look at the situation. Okay, this guy's not communicating with me. He's not being open with me. So therefore focus on yourself and give yourself those communication and that vulnerability and say, okay, what am I going to do? And be honest with yourself at that moment. What do you want to do? Because everybody sitting and goes, well, I don't want to sit there and turn my back on a marriage. Okay, well, somebody did. So now you have to sit there and look at the reality part of the situation and go, okay, what am I going to do for myself?
So he already did turn his back on it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so I'm just saying at those moments, he is. So you have to sit there and be. Because most people sit there and go, I don't want to do nothing to hurt his feelings. When he just did hurt your feelings. So you look at the situation, he can't even give you 5 minutes to sit down and talk about something which you feel is a problem. So, what are we going to do in this situation? Look at it like this. If he was a total stranger, what would you do? He'd be out the door.
Yeah.
You wouldn't associate, you wouldn't do nothing. But see, the only difference is he has a name, and you know him. But the actions is the same. So you cut it loose. You sit there and say, okay, more than likely, he's a person or a situation or kind of like the representation of your past that needs to be let go of in favor. Because you're sitting there talking about the idea, I want to be happy, I want to have a great relationship. And when you look at the situation, you don't have that. But you know what you want. It's amazing how people don't sit around and wait. But the waiting part, right? See, that's what I'm saying. You're waiting for him to give you what you want. And he keeps saying over and over again, I don't have time. So you make the time for yourself. I mean, I've seen people do this before. I've done it. I've worked for a couple of people. They walk home. The guy says, they walk up to him and say, I need to talk about this. I see a problem. I want to talk about it. And they go, I don't see a problem. Okay? You look him in the face and say, I didn't ask that. I asked you to sit down so I can sit here and tell you what I see. So the lady takes it one step further, looks at the guy and goes, these are my wants, needs, and desires. Can you do this? If you don't, I'm out of here.
And he drags up the past a lot. So I just sort of try to be a bit strong against that because it just beats me down.
It's a what?
It just kind of, it beats me when the past is dragged up because of things I've done. So
it doesn't make communication easy when people can't forgive either. So I don't know.
Mhm. I'm just saying, drop back the whole. And I'm just saying, you just got to sit there and look at, because people are always asking, how can you correct a situation? All you can do is correct it within yourself, because the relationship reflects how you're not communicating with yourself. So therefore, you start correcting all those things, okay? And then you be who you are. Crucially important to be yourself. You know, even so, therefore, by doing all that work and stuff, because you're focusing too much on him. If he's going to change anything within himself, that's his responsibility, not yours.
Yeah. I still feel like it's my fault.
Yeah, but when you sit there and look at the situation, it's my fault. Try to take that comment and go back on yourself again and say, yes, it's my fault for neglecting me. Because that's what he's doing. Like, he's neglecting you. But in the process of the situation, also, I want to sit here, it's like when you look at the thing too, okay? It's like you're both are not learning from the reflections you're giving each other.
Yeah.
He's not appreciating you because he doesn't appreciate himself, so he thinks he has to go out there. In some sense of the word, he has a lot of motivation that he thinks it's out there, okay?
Mm.
Not realizing in the process of true love. And then all these relationships we're looking for that we really want to have and be successful at it starts within us.
Yeah, I think he's receiving emotional support from somebody else, but then I also am.
Yeah, so therefore he's not really giving himself the emotional support. So therefore it reflects back at you how much the lack of emotional support you're giving yourself to as well.
Okay.
So Cindy's typing again.
Kinda. Hang on.
How
a
do
minute.
You, it's like being kind of pregnant.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said it's like being kind of pregnant. Either you're pregnant or you're not.
Yeah.
It's okay. I mean, I'm just saying. Everybody's like, oh, we're on the air. All I'm trying to do is want everybody to understand one thing. Every time you do something on your side of it, it's amplified to the show.
True.
So if you can refrain from it, or maybe send some, or maybe, you know, typo lighter. I don't know. I'm just saying. We've had a lot of people sit there and say, well, I didn't realize you could hear that. But
yeah,
we can. So it's just the ideal calming down, because...
Donnie, thank you for your advice and the things that you say. It's all true, of course, it would be.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess lessons for me to learn to strengthen a bit and find out what I want and how to go about that. But my friend keeps telling me to live for today, but you can't always do that. You need to plan things through sometimes so that you're not unprepared for various outcomes.
But these outcomes, you know, when you really do work on yourself and you're really confident with yourself, even unexpected situations, you're actually able to confront them when they happen in positive ways, because you're constantly focusing on the positive within yourself. I mean, if you sit there and get angry and upset with the situations unfolding, you're just putting more energy into those things to continue on. Even get a little crazier that day. But if you could sit there and just change your thinking, you know, change your perception and say, no, I have made a declaration to myself to be happy. You promise yourself, this is what we're going to do. You don't let everybody else interfere with that, no matter where you're at. I don't care if you're at work, you know, wherever. I've actually stopped on a street corner just to have a breeze hit me in the face, because I just needed to relax at that moment. And people behind me are like, okay, man, could you get going? I'm sitting there going, it's a very wide sidewalk. Go around. I had a guy, I was on the freaking bike path, which is about 5 feet wide. He comes up behind me and says, you're in the way. I said, don't you have a steering wheel?
Mm.
Around. It's the ideal. Speak in the mind and say, hey, dude, you want me to move out of the way so you won't have to make a decision? I'm sorry. Make a decision and go around. The reason I have a hard time with some of these concepts of how people do that, because I don't find it. If I came up on somebody and they're blocking the whole path, and then I get a little irritated. But if I come up behind somebody on a 5-foot path who only takes up 2 feet, that gives me 3 feet to go around. I look for the solution. These are people who have gone through their whole lives thinking everybody else should make the decisions for them. I'm sorry, I've made my own decisions. And when you start doing that in the process of making your own decisions, you start automatically going for the solution. I did this one day. I was there trying to work out. And every time I would do bench presses, it would hurt my shoulders and chest. And people are like, oh, maybe you got arthritis. Whatever. No, shut up. I'm focusing. I'm focusing on the solution. I don't want theories. I want solutions. So I was sitting there going, I walked over to a machine that I used to use all the time. It was like a pec deck. And I used it for a warm-up. And then I was able to do the bench press. See, I've been doing it for so long, I knew there was a solution. I just had to find it. And sometimes it gets crazy with relationships and stuff like that. We're trying to find a solution when we don't realize it's more likely a solution within ourselves. Like the person who's denying a relationship and coming up with all kinds of excuses. The solution there is to allow and say, okay, why, once you sort of ask the question, why am I doing this? And you say, okay, forget about why I'm doing this. Let's try a different approach and say, let's allow this to happen. Let's see this relationship go forward and see what happens. Because I manifested it, and so it must be everything true. I've ever wanted, and or it wouldn't be happening.
That is so true. You've totally hit the nail on the head, and I know who you're talking about this time.
Okay.
So, and the funny thing you were saying about decisions is that sometimes other people want you to make the decision because it alleviates any responsibility or later guilt that they might feel, because they turn around and point the finger and say, yes, but this is what you said and this is what you decided. And people can be quite clever and manipulative when they do
that. One thing too, people have to understand, right, when two people are crossing paths and things are happening and something that you're trying to either slow down or whatever you're doing, you're denying it from where it's supposed to go. That's when you have to realize that the reason it even happened in the first place is because you chose it, or you chose that person. You made the choices to have those people in your life from the actions that you put out there too as well, which were good and positive. Someone said, hey, I like you.
At
and you're
the
like,
time,
okay, it's scary. I might get hurt again. Not realizing you're just hanging on to a fear that's tapping into an insecurity. And if you let go and allow, then you let this person come in, it makes it easier to let go of all the stuff that you were hanging on to, because you started realizing right there in that moment, it's keeping me from being happy. I already made a declaration to be happy. This person makes me happy in some sense of the word. I'm not sure about what it is, but I think I want to know why I want it about. Let's see what happens, because the insecurities and the fear and the worries are making me sick. But this situation, this person actually makes me feel good. So you just make a choice and say, okay, this, you know, what's more important, hanging on to the insecurity and the drama, or the person that could actually make your life more pleasant and more positive and make you feel good about yourself?
And I guess something, Donnie, is that people respond consciously or unconsciously to your needs that you put out there. So if I've met someone who's actually someone who makes you happy, they've responded to something in you that's kind of, I guess, like reached out or like wanting a need or a want to be happy, whereas another person may feed a different need.
Take it one step further. If you actually meet somebody that's on that level, it's like you're looking at yourself. They are you and you are them.
That's so true.
Okay, so therefore, if they're not, you know, it's like I said before, in situations like that, I think the best thing we can do is realistically look at ourselves and then just let go and allow. Because I was talking about this, I think it was yesterday, when we're sitting there going, why is it so important to let go? Because when you let go, you're telling the universe, I'm ready to open up, I'm ready to receive.
Yep.
I'm ready to receive that person, I'm ready to receive the changes and the opportunities and everything I've been asking for. But if she, most people say I'm opening up to receive, and some people say I'm getting ready to receive. There's a difference. When you're ready, when you say I'm ready to receive, you're still on a sense of waiting.
Yeah.
And one, but see, when you say I'm open to receive,
yeah,
your arms are wide open, and you're basically saying, okay, all the things I've asked for and been wanting to happen, I've gone from that to releasing it and letting it go, and now I'm open to receive everything now. We used to, I used to sit there and focus working with people and say, okay, just sit on the floor with your legs crossed, have your arms straight out in front of you with your palms together. Now open your arms, and as you're opening your arms, say, I'm open to receive, open to receive. Do it every morning. I'm open to receive. Don't sit there and specify, just I'm open to receive.
Does that mean receive good and bad?
No. See, the thing is, realistically, there is no such thing as good or bad. There's no such thing as wrong or right. You choose a path, you go down, you learn.
Mm.
So, see, that's one thing we talked about yesterday, too, is the idea of taking all the titles off of everything. Forget there's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Forget days, forget months, forget years, and just live. Forget the relationship word. Forget everything that goes along with it. Because realistically, when you look at energy and people who are together, I mean, if you're him and he is you, then you're one. Okay? The name that you have for each other is just the way of specifying the individuality, but it doesn't really have anything to do with what you've created together as being one.
Mm.
So I'm just saying, titles, every time you put a title on something, you feed into a lack or limitation. When you take a title off, you realize there are no boundaries. There are no limits. And that the sky is not the limit. It's a void. It goes on forever. And so do you. So therefore, you look at the situation. What do you really want in your life? You want an unlimited flow of anything and everything. So whatever comes to you, you can look at it for what it is. This person just came into my life. It's just a part of it. It's a fraction. It's a piece. It's a puzzle. But if I don't let this person in my life, I'm actually denying myself of a piece of the whole picture.
Mm.
And then when you trace it back to what you're actually trying to do, it's all about you.
Yeah.
This is your life. You created it. Up to this point, you have created this whole thing. But see, that's also a very positive thought, because if I created it up to this point, I'm not happy with it, then therefore, with the ideal, my perception, I just change it, which changes my life in a more positive light.
Yeah.
So it shows you how much control do you have. And people say co-creation, like Susan was on a while ago, and my boyfriend said, I co-created him. Was he using that as leverage, or was he stating a fact?
What does that mean? What does that mean?
It's like what I was trying to say to her was, it's still the same word, manifestation. Co-creation means he's saying that she created him and he created her. But really, but from what I've learned, co-creation means you and God created your life. Working with the angels, the guides, and that kind of stuff. So see what I'm saying? Spirits. Well, we've talked about the gods, God and angels and archangels and all this, and working with you and co-creation of you working together to create your life. Okay?
But I guess it's like your consciousness manifesting in reality.
Yeah, however you feel about yourself reflects on your outer world. So if you're angry with yourself or you're not too happy with yourself, and then all of a sudden you start to create situations in your life that you're not happy with, because you're not happy with yourself. You're not happy. Some people say, I'm in a good place in my life. I'm really happening. But then they like at work they have difficult situations, and their relationships, they have difficult situations. But if you trace it back to them, you'll see that they have difficulties with the relationship with themselves, and they don't really like their job. There's probably part of it they do like, and there's another part they don't like. And what's happening is, if they don't sit there and get that balance, or even the ideal, really focusing on what they really want to do, that's the point. I think that's the key to everything, that most people have these great lives and fantastic lives are actually being respectful and honest with themselves about what they really do want, need, desire, and they have no intentions to settle for less. So they go out there, they live the life, they start their career, they start the business. They don't want to get themselves in a situation where they say, well, I like my job, but I don't like the business part. But I like the idea of helping people. I think we should be focusing on how can we create something in our lives where we can actually make a living and just help people. At the same time we're helping people, we're also helping ourselves be true to ourselves.
Do you know what's going to happen to my farm?
The cows are taking over.
What do
you
mean?
I can see them with machine guns. I got
possibly on the market to be sold.
Well, it's another thing, too, the situation, reflecting on ourselves and saying, okay, success is the motivation. Not success in the sense of the idea of tons and tons of money or something like that. It's just the idea of each situation we want to be successful at. We have to be totally honest with ourselves and say, okay, how am I going to be successful at selling this farm?
No,
it's the idea of being true to yourself and say, okay, I want to sell it for this. Okay. Set a price of what you really want to sell it for, and don't listen to nobody else. The world sucks. I had a friend of mine I did this with. She wanted to sell her house, and she's like, how come it's not selling? My realtor just told me I got to reduce the price, and if I reduce the price, I'm not going to make any money. I told her flat out, I said, I want you to set the price that you want to sell your house for, and then I want you to go from there of cutting all the cords, all the connections to this house, everything, emotional, whatever. This is just a piece of wood. It no longer means anything to you. And then I want you to sit there and picture, I want you to picture a guy walking up to you and saying, I take it, and he pays you in full and gives you a check. She sold her house in a week.
Yeah, but I don't really want to, but my husband does.
I'm just saying, that's the one thing about the situation, too, is being totally honest with yourself. If you're being totally honest with yourself and you want to keep it, then there's a solution to do that, too, as well. And it's all about you. You don't need to help. People have this situation, but, you know, we have to have two incomes in this house to make it. When actually what they're doing is they got five cars, they got all this stuff they're trying to keep. It's all materialistic bullshit because they're not being true to themselves. They think they have to have all this stuff to be something. I mean, my mom told me one time, why don't you buy a car so therefore your daughter can be proud of you? I'm sitting there going, how come she can't be proud of who I am? It has nothing to do with having a car. I have no problem going from place to place. I've traveled all the freaking United States. I've lived in Florida 5 times. I've lived in California 3 times. I've lived everywhere. I've lived in Colorado twice. And guess what? No car. Interesting, isn't it? Wait, we all have to sit there and take a look at situations realistically and say, okay, self-employment, it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad word. A person who owns a corporation is self-employed. They don't sit there and say nothing about him because he's making tons of money. You see the situation? So therefore, it's perception. I just shoot people's perceptions sometime. Because they try to impose on everybody else and say, okay, this is life. This is reality. When actually it's just their reality. So that's a learning lesson for us to focus on us. Not in a selfish way. It's just the idea. We created our world. We have to sit there and take the time to actually create what we want. And maybe the reason it's not the way we want it to because we're focusing on everybody else, not realizing if we focus on ourselves and become the most successful people in our lives, it also affects everybody in a very successful way. Every time we freaking do something for ourselves, it affects the world either in a positive or negative way, depending on what we did. Okay, everything goes into the stream of life, even on a small level. And every time we do something positive for ourselves, as in being true to ourselves, it reflects one more person who also does the same thing, and then it's another person, so on and so on. Think so you set off this positive energy that went zooming across the world. It's also a great visualization, too.
Yeah.
So you look at the situation of saying, okay, if you're successful with yourself, then anything you do will be successful. And to realize that your job, your career, your relationships, the reason they're not being successful is because you're not allowing yourself to be your true self in the process of doing that. When you do that, you're being successful within yourself, so that everything else reflects as being successful on the outer world. So we can people go, yeah. how about those bad relationships? They all reflected some insecurity about ourselves. I've seen people with friends, too, the same way. They've acquired friends that reflect every insecurity they ever had. So therefore, when they get into a situation or a relationship, they have these friends as wrenches that come along and go, oh, I wouldn't do that. He's a mean or he's done that. You never know. He might be a serial killer and all this other stuff. Yeah. When actually what you should do is you should embrace the relationship with the person, the love of your life, and start realizing there's some friends, situations, exes. They're called clutter.
Yeah.
And you need to start clearing the clutter in favor of this relationship that you've attracted, this manifestation of this person that actually reflected you as when you were in a good part in your life. You should continue to happen, and you should continue to let it go and grow and grow and grow. Because, you know, something people consider to say what they want to and say, okay, fearful, I might get hurt. But see, the one thing is, you will always be in that state of what if it happened. If you go in a situation and say, okay, and just let it unfold. I mean, just let go and let life unfold naturally. You might surprise yourself by letting go. For the first time in your life, you'll probably feel the freest.
Wow.
But every time you sit there and look at a job and say, I got to do this because I have kids, you're actually denying your kids. Because you're saying to them, there's a lack of limitations, and these are the things we have to do. But the people who actually go out there and strive to do what they really want to do with their lives and the goals and the dreams and everything like that have a tendency to pass it down to the kids, and they have a more chance of being successful than they do with the path you've chosen by falling into fear that says, I got to do this. And every time you say that I got to do this, then you're feeding into fear. Anytime you go out and say, take a leap of faith. I told someone before, I said, take a leap of faith, right? One thing you're going to find out later on, if you take the leap, it wasn't a leap of faith. It was just the answer to the question. It was the solution that you just followed through. And once you sit there and did that, you find out you didn't take a leap of faith. You just chose the right path, and now your life is a whole lot better because of it. They call it a leap of faith because the lack of it was standing in the way for a moment. You just acquired some real, you know, genuine faith to go, let's just do this and see what happens. I mean, I've seen too many people. I have seen a guy who had an eighth education. Everybody told him, he says, you only have an eighth grade education. You can't start your own business and be successful at it. Now he makes over $10 million a year. And
wow.
He only had an eighth grade education. But he was also a very smart and very intelligent man who also surrounded himself with the right people, the right situations, and when the right opportunities came along, he followed through with them, no matter what. He didn't look at his education as a lack or a limitation. He looked at himself and realized he was a whole, complete, perfect person, can do anything he wants. And the process of doing that.
He believed in himself and
said, okay, when he believed in himself, he just passed it down to his kids to do the same thing for themselves. When you feed into a fear that says I got to go work this job, you're just passing down fear.
Yeah.
Because you're not believing in yourself. You're thinking that job is going to save your life. You're going to think that money is going to save your life. It's going to change. Not realizing every one of those choices for those things to unfold, you made. So who is really creating success, abundance, and prosperity in your life? It's you.
Yeah.
And we call it co-creating with God because God's given you all the abilities to do such. And once you tap into those powers of what they call dominion, you are in charge. God created you that way. He gave you those things. That's why they call it co-creation. He's working with you because of the abilities he gave you to do so. So therefore, go create the life that you've always wanted because you have the right. It's your divine birthright. So therefore, don't look at yourself as anything less. Because like we said, we're talking about Adam and Eve, they left the garden because their perception told them that they were less. Not because if you sort of look at the situation or what happened to them, realistically, when you look at them, they didn't really change physically. They were still perfect beings that God created. But it was the ideal of eating from that freaking tree that they had this duality of perception that made them feel less worthy. So they left. And if you look at society, that's why a lot of people don't accomplish the success they want. It's a lack of worth. But it's only perception. because you're still whole, complete, perfect people, and you always have been. It's your perception that tells you otherwise.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Thank you very much. No, thank you very much. You probably have other people waiting in the queue as well, but thank you for your advice and your help. And what sign are you?
What sign am I?
Yeah.
Every time someone asks me that, I always say yellow, proceed with caution. That's my sign. But, I'm actually a Taurus.
Okay. What day?
April 26, 19... Okay.
No worries. Well, thank you very much for all your help.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a good day.
Where's Cindy at?
Oh, Cindy's not very well. She's right here, but she's just got some bad news, so it's not very nice.
Well, she wants to talk about it later.
So, yeah, and just keep telling her that she's beautiful and that she could be with anybody, pretty much. So.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
But it's very hard to cut a connection once it's there, and even when people treat you like shit, you know?
That's right. I don't know if we're allowed to say it on the air, but it's too late now. But
sorry. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Well, just let it go and just say that's realism. It's a reality show. It's live. So
I'm sorry. Shoot.
You got to put up. But no, I'm just saying with the situation and everything else, it's the idea of always realizing you can be with anybody and everyone you want.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know, that's a reality. But it's the ideal saying that we knock it down to a notch, okay, and say that you can be with the significant other, the one that you're supposed to be with. You just have to open your heart and allow it. Because we were sitting here talking about the ideal. Where does a great romance begin with you? And how? What kind of relationship that you have with yourself?
Well, we better go, Donnie. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you guys for calling in.
Have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye now. Okay, guys, if you want to sit and call in here, please do so. We still have a little bit of time, so therefore give us a call at 646-721-9031. Let's go in the chat room, see what's up, because we haven't checked in a while. And it's really not active at all. Anyway. And if you want to call me if you actually want to take advantage of the private readings and stuff like that, please do so. Just give me a call at 740-500-8863 or 719-344-8699 or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We have an October special going on right now where it's 4 45-minute sessions for only $100, or you get 1 45-minute session for only $40. Okay, give us a call on that whole situation. We'd be glad to sit down with you and all work out. But I also want you to sit here and look at the situation. If you go on my website, you'll see my regular prices. Don't let that intimidate you in any kind of shape of the word. Look at it for what it is. If you're there, I say pick the phone up and call the numbers, and whatever your budget is, I guarantee I can work with it, and we can do a reading. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Finding the answers to your questions. All right? So give us a call at 740-500-8863 or 719-344-8699 or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. October special, 4 45-minute sessions for only $100 or 1 45-minute session for $40, yeah. Okay, so let's put it all together and go out there and kind of things. We've been talking about a lot of things about relationships and that kind of stuff. So therefore, if you have someone in your life and you're not allowing that relationship to progress, to go where it's supposed to go, to grow, to realize that you're only denying yourself. Okay? So let's go back to the queue and see if we got any callers. Nope, we don't have any callers. I think we're going to actually kind of get out of here a little bit earlier and take a break and the idea of the situation that's going on. Okay, thank you all for being here. It's been a great show, fantastic. Thanks for all you out there listening. We always say Let's take a deep breath on this one. Okay, we always say at the end of every show, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day and give love where love is given. And have a fantastic, fantastic night and day, and have a fantastic week, all right? And we will talk to you all later, and we're going to end you. We're going to leave you with this song from Kansas called Child of Innocence. Talk to you later, and you all have a great night. Bye-bye now.
Cast in the web of an ancient spell.